What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. This is Music Over Poverty Podcast. Tonight's topic is, what would you do for them likes? Everybody know that the internet is a new god. Nobody's authentic. Nobody's real anymore. Fake is okay in this world today because of fucking Instagram, Facebook, and every other internet social site that's allowing people to not be themselves, to be bullies, to be antagonizers, to be narcissistic, you know, to have all these different behaviors, and it's okay. The shit's okay. So anyway, y'all know how I am. I come 100% pure, real. So I came across an artist by the name of Yellow Pain. I'm not sure if you guys know who he is, but he is somebody I came across on Facebook. And if you listen to his song, and it's Yellow, Y-E-L-L-O, Pain. And he's an artist from Ohio. Really dope, conscious artist. And he has some really inspirational, you know, tracks. Some things that have really have you thinking. Some things that have, you know, discussing a few things to start a dialogue on. You know, he speaks on poverty, abuse, trauma, sexual abuse, those of that nature. And he's a real cat, you know. And I spoke to him briefly over the phone. He reached out to me earlier after I reposted one of his videos. And I spoke to him briefly over the phone just to try to get some background information. So what happened was I went live on my on my Instagram. And I want to just share the interview with you guys tonight. So I'm going to lock this in. And then we can get right into tonight's podcast.
Thank you guys for the wait. I actually had to call him on his personal number to have him chime in. He was actually chiming in. I was kind of moving too fast. There you are. So we are live, Yellow. And I want to ask people to pull up a song of yours. Oh, I'm here. Hey!
What's up with it?
So you letting it grow up, because I seen the video when you had like it's wavy and all that. So you want to see the transition right now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. If you guys seen the videos I posted, I'm sure most of you guys did seen the video I posted earlier about Yellow Pain and his two songs. What I posted Likes and Do You Really Want to Die and Monsters, actually. So I want to get into Likes first because that's the topic of the podcast. And with you starting off, even with the women twerking, the black women twerking, and everybody pulling out their cell phones and like, what inspired you to write a song like that? Was it because of the way everything is going with the internet?
Yeah, what inspired me to write Likes was really just like, I kind of wrote Likes out of agitation a little bit. Like, it's like,
right.
For real, like, that's one of the things where, like, you know, you just see the desperation that people, you know, the level people go to get attention. It's like, man, it's frustrating for real. Like, it's ugly. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's certain situations that are serious, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? But some of the stuff is like desperation. Like, I understand, like, when people go to desperate measures to get money, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might look at somebody like, maybe like a 6ix9ine or something, you see,
right.
He being desperate because he, you know what I'm saying, he chasing a career. But then you got people that just do anything, everything for likes, and they not even chasing nothing. They just literally chasing attention. Like, man, that's ugly.
I think that's, it kind of follows up with that song, Do You Want to Die? Like, if you put it together, because, like, with 6ix9ine, like, you see it, he trolled a lot. You know, and yeah. he said a lot of things. He put a lot of things in the universe that kind of came and backfired on him. So now he's in a situation where he's stuck. And that's not really the life that he, you know, that he was actually living. This is just imitate, like, you know, this is just a facade that he was doing for the internet to get the likes, to get the views, to make the money. And now he's facing, like, racketeering charges and all this other crazy shit, and he not about that life. So it kind of goes into, like, that Do You Want to Die song. And I like the way you set it up with that too, but with, like, even with the black women, like, I agree, the desperation is dear, as Meek would say, the attention button, you know, it's like nobody's original anymore, nobody's authentic anymore. It's to the point where people are making videos, derogatory videos, with their kids in the background. You understand what I'm saying? What's this, the Instagram models and all, nobody has a real career anymore. It's just all internet based, you know. And it makes me wonder, like, are people really building for wealth or just the internet thing? I'm scared, especially in the black community.
I think it's a mixture of both. At the end of the day, one thing you do got to understand is that people that's recognizable, you know what I'm saying, to a certain extent, like, you know, they put a lot more energy into, you know, getting where they got inside the internet and outside the internet. So,
right,
you know, maybe a 6ix9ine or somebody that's, like, famous on the internet, like, they might not be necessarily just doing it for internet fame, because, you know what I'm saying, outside of the internet, you're talking about people going city to city, you know what I'm saying, really putting in some hard money, work, but then you got people that's just sitting in their living room all day, you know what I'm saying, with attention, you feel me, with the camera to their face, and them situations, them dangerous, because they get inspired by people, you know what I'm saying, who are, you know, doing a lot more than what you can see on the surface, you know what I'm saying, they get inspired by those people to show their ass, you
on his personal number, to have him chime in. He was actually chiming in. I was kind of moving too fast. There you are. So we are live, Yellow. And I wanna actually pull up a song of yours on here. Hey,
what's up with it?
So you letting it grow out, because I seen the video when you had, like, it was wavy and all that. So you want to see your transition right now? I'm not sure if you guys seen the videos I posted. I'm sure most of you guys did seen the video I posted earlier about Yellow Pain and his two songs. What I post? I posted likes. And Do You Really Want to Die? And Monsters, actually. So I want to get into likes first, because that's the topic of the podcast. And with you starting off, even with the women twerking, the black women twerking, and everybody pulling out their cell phones, and, like, what inspired you to write a song like that? Was it because of the way everything is going with the internet?
Yeah, what inspired me to write likes was really just, like, for real, I kind of wrote likes out of agitation a little bit, like, it's just like,
right,
for real, like, that's one of the things where, like, you know, you just see the desperation that people, you know, the level people go to get attention. It's like, man, it's frustrating, for real, like, it's ugly, like, you know what I'm saying, it's certain situations that's serious, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? But some of the stuff is just, it's like desperation. Like, I understand, like, when people go to desperate measures to get money, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might look at somebody like, maybe like a 6ix9ine or something, and you see,
right,
he being desperate because he, you know what I'm saying, he chasing a career. But then you got people that just do anything, everything for likes, and they not even chasing nothing. They just literally chasing attention. Like, man, that's ugly.
I think that's, it kind of follows up with that song, Do You Want to Die? Like, if you put it together, because, like, with 6ix9ine, like, you see it, he trolled a lot. You know, and he said a lot of things. He put a lot of things in the universe that kind of came and backfired on him. So now he's in a situation where he's stuck. And that's not really the life that he, you know, that he was actually living. This is just a imitate, like, you know, this is just a facade that he was doing for the internet to get the likes, to get the views, to make the money. And now he's facing, like, racketeering charges and all this other crazy shit. And he not about their life. So it kind of goes into like that Do You Want to Die song. And I like the way you set it up with that too, but with like even with the black women, like I agree, the desperation is dear, as Meek would say, the attention button. You know, it's like nobody's original anymore. Nobody's authentic anymore. It's to the point where people are making videos, derogatory videos, with their kids in the background. You understand what I'm saying? What's this? The Instagram models and all. And nobody has a real career anymore. It's just all internet based. You know, and it makes me wonder, like, are people really building for wealth or just the internet thing? I'm scared, especially in the black community. I think
it's a mixture of both. At the end of the day, one thing you gotta understand is that people that's recognizable, you know what I'm saying, to a certain extent, like, you know, they put a lot more energy into, you know, getting where they got inside the internet and outside the internet. So,
right.
You know, maybe a 6ix9ine or somebody that's like famous on the internet, like, they might not be necessarily just doing it for internet fame, because, you know what I'm saying, outside of the internet, you're talking about people going city to city, you know what I'm saying, really putting in some hard work. But then you got people that just sit in their living room all day, you know what I'm saying, that want attention, you feel me, with the camera to their face. And them situations, them dangerous, because they get inspired by people, you know what I'm saying, who are, you know, doing a lot more than what you can see on the surface. You know what I'm saying? They get inspired by those people to show their ass, you know what I'm saying, literally and figuratively.
Exactly. Hell yeah, because I've been around girls that I watch get dressed just to take pictures for the internet. And I'm like, are we going out? No? This is just for the gram? Oh, I'm out. I need a drink. You know, I'm like, who does this? Like, who gets dressed just for the gram every day? But it actually happens. And like you said, it's actually people that's out here that's putting the work in. You know, a lot like yourself, like a lot of artists like yourself, that it has to take some real music loving people to find you, you know, to be in that conscious world, to where that you want to hear those kind of things manifest in the music that you're listening to. So when I came across your music, I was like, okay, he just cannot have this one song. Like, it has to be a shitload of, you know, more songs than this. So when I YouTubed you, and then like Monsters, you know, it just went into my last few topics on the podcast, because when I did the War on Black Women a few weeks ago, we were talking about Boogie Monsters, and in the clips I seen it, you know, you had one scene with like a domestic violence situation. I wasn't too sure about the second scene though. Like, was that a father and son thing?
Nah, Monsters, it wasn't no domestic violence. That was all, that whole song and video was based around sexual assault.
Like sexual assault, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I kind of got, see, and it could have been just me, my trauma, seeing the one, because I am a survivor. I have a best friend that is not, she's no longer here with me. So when I seen it, I initially thought, you know what I mean, domestic violence. Now, the second scene with the father and the son, I wasn't too sure about that. You know, and it kind of scared me a little bit that when it comes to, like, sexual abuse on anybody. But when it comes to the black men, it comes to the men, it's a more touchy subject. It's a subject that people don't really want to talk about. And it does take a strong mindset, you know, and a lot of empathy to understand. When you having those kind of conversations, those are not conversations that I think I wouldn't want to have in the public. You know, like, I will probably talk to somebody personally and just get an overall out understanding of the trauma behind that. So I think, I don't know, Life's Monster, Do You Really Want to Die? That shit was like, I love that one, because the whole culture thing. And was that the way you was going with it? Like the kind of, like, culture appropriation? Like, where was you going at with that?
I mean, for real, the songs, they don't really have, like, no correlation with each other. You know, it's just stuff that I might have personally went through or personally seen. You know, right. it's just how I felt at the time. You know what I mean? I put them records out. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I can say that a lot of the music that I put out, it is, you know, stuff that most people probably wouldn't talk about.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But you know, that's not like something that I'm really trying to like be like, all right, let me, you know, touch on certain topics. It's just, you know, it's just, I think it's just like my music really comes from, you know, emotion, you know, outside of, you know what I mean? And some people, they might not have the courage to let their emotions out, you know, so I feel like that's what I'm here for, you know what I'm saying?
And I agree with you totally, and that's why I said I think that it has to come to a point where it has to be some type of reality check on the internet, you know, even if it's coming from your peers, you know, your somebody in your corner, somebody around you has to, you know, to tell you to unplug from that programming, you know, because that, to me, the internet is just another form of programming. It's no different from the way it's been done before, you know, it's just now it gives people that leeway to be a bully, to be a troll, you know, to be an antagonizer. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of evilness that's going on with this as well. You know, so to have everybody wrapped up. So when I seen the video and I was like, well, shit, what'd you do for some likes? You know, because we all know what they doing for likes, you know, and it's becoming to the point where everybody's losing focus on the big picture. Everybody's losing focus on really what matters. You know, and I think that's where that selfish mindset is coming from, especially in our community, where it's like it's okay to be fake now. You know, real is not the thing anymore.
Yeah,
that's scary. You know, like that's really scary, and it takes away from, like you say, the people that's working every day, the authentic people that really is down for the cause and really down for the, you know, the change and everything. So. Just hearing your music like really inspired me today, like seriously. So when you was like, yo, let me get on that, I was like because it's not too many brothers that's doing what you're doing. And the fact that, you know, so how did you come up with the name Yellow Paint? Now I can understand the pain part because I'm with you on that part, but what made you like pick Yellow Paint? And then you got the yellow fro. I couldn't believe that yellow hair. Like, I was like, wait a minute. So, like, how did you come up with that name?
Yeah, so basically, you know, yellow is a happy color. You know what I'm saying?
And right, okay.
You know, that pain is just like, you know, represent the stuff that I go through. So my name is basically like a happy version of my pain, like a visual representation of my pain.
Okay, so it's still, so regardless, you see a brighter side throughout everything. Is still a brighter side. Kind of the mindset that you gotta have when you're dealing with trauma and things like that. But that is a good spirit to have.
Yeah,
you know,
straight up.
Like yellow paint. Yeah, that's why when I called you, I was like yellow because I seen that. That's the way you was like everybody was greeting you online and stuff. So I was like, okay, all right, that's dope. And you said you well, the people didn't hear it because we was like talking on the phone. But you are from Ohio. Right.
So
how is it out there? Because as you know, like my baby is poverty, and overcoming poverty with music. That's my mission. That's my heart. That's my baby. So with, you know, what is your definition of poverty? Like, what is your experience with poverty in Ohio? Like, how is it?
I've been to Philly maybe like one time, but man, I feel like it's probably the same or worse. I mean, it's a hood in you know, in every state, there ain't too much to look at here. Like, we ain't really got, you know what I'm saying, like no shopping malls or, I mean, we do, but they far out from, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't really got like nothing to look at, no real attractions. Like, it's fucked up here too.
So it's empty. It's kind of, see, because in Philly, like, you come to like, I guess all over the city, you can kind of find a nice place to visit, to look at. It's real historical. The whole city, like Philly, is really known for being a historical place. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of things started here, finished here, and it's big beginning here. Because a lot of gentrification is going on as well. So when you say Ohio and you say, well, they don't have anything, is it just not close to the hood? Do you have to go into the suburbs to get that scenery?
I mean, and Dayton, like, you know, like, we got, like, outskirts, like, so we got, like, Centerville, Huber Heights, these is all cities around Dayton, but Dayton, like, the actual city, okay, is, like, nothing It's like nothing. Even it's a mall called the Dayton Mall, and it's not even in Dayton. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't really have nothing in the city for real. Like,
it's really not much opportunity out there as far as what, like, jobs and careers.
It ain't really no job, like a couple factories, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, you know what I'm saying?
That's the factories?
Yeah, we still got factories. They ain't got factories. It ain't like no General Motors and anything like that, but it's like little plastic factories, like glass factories.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm going to say, Philly, we had a lot of those, like, back in the day. I know a lot of them, like, we lost a lot of them. My grandfather actually lost one as well, like, back in the day. Not too many factories. There's a lot of, I think, job opportunity that's going on now in the city because of the changes that's being made. But when it comes to the inner city in Philly, remember I was telling you about that page. I'm going to send it to you. No gun zone. Just everything that we're going, that's going on in the city of Philadelphia reflects what's going on the internet. Because a lot of people died and got hurt based off the internet. You know, we had children killing each other based off the internet in the city. This is all based off, like, one page was called like a spice gang, and it was crazy, and it was like over more than 1,000 people, and it was just a lot of friction going on because of the internet and just the overall internet life itself, the likes, the peer pressure, the, you know, all those things that you talk about. So I have to like update you on that. What's the hood? So you guys tell the people you coming to Pittsburgh, you're not coming to Philly, but you said you're coming to Pittsburgh March 23rd.
Yep, in Pittsburgh.
So you gotta send me that information so I can come down there and see you do your thing. Because I really wanna come and meet with you and talk further about some more things.
And you said that's like 1.5 hours from Philly?
Yeah, Pittsburgh is really close. Pittsburgh is really close. I remember like living in Georgia a few years ago, maybe like the early 2000s, and people used to always, and they used to be like, is Georgia, is Philly in Pittsburgh? I was like, no, it's two different cities.
It's really not.
So I have to like plug you in out here so you can get out here and talk to these people, talk to the youth. Can you come to, oh, that's for you. Yellow for show.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll come to Idaho one day for sure. Appreciate it.
He got to come to Philly first, so he got to come to Philly first. Y'all got to hold up. But make sure y'all check him out. He's coming to Pittsburgh March 23rd. Make sure you send me the times and stuff and all the information on there. And then, I'm going to hit you to keep in touch. And I thank you so much for being on the podcast tonight. And I'm sure we have plenty more to discuss, plenty more to talk about, especially, with all this yellow pain. We got a lot more to talk about with it. But I just really appreciate you doing everything that you're doing. Like I told you when we was talking, the advocacy work, do not stop. Keep going. You know, because every story of yours that you tell changes another life, you know, and that's what it's about. It's about us changing lives. And it's not too much that we can do about the past. We can only do what we'll be doing as moving forward. So keep doing it. Do it, you know, for your city, for the youth and, you know, the people that know you, the people that you grew up with, you know, the people that you have a voice for in your city. Because that's how I look at it. You know, I can't reach the whole entire world, but I am a voice when it comes to Philly. You know, so you keep that voice in Ohio, and you, I'm sure if I'm inspired all the way over here, your whole city's inspired by you, you know, and even if people may not say so, or they're afraid to say so, you are speaking up for a lot of people, especially colored people that's coming up in these conditions with us, that's growing up in the hood. It doesn't matter where you from, you know, we all are majority of us are born on that other side of that border.
Right.
If you want to look at it like that, they've been building walls against black people. So thank you. Thank you, Yellow. Like, for real. I really appreciate it. Hey, all his fans.
I don't do Twitter, but I got you on the
Facebook. You don't do Twitter? Oh, you got Facebook?
Yeah. For sure.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, because that's.